Proclamation number 6699 of 27th of November, 1956. A light came to earth. Jesus Christ. Dark night has descended upon the earth as at the time before my descent. It is the same misery, the same darkness. It is a pitiful state in which humanity finds itself with few exceptions. It walks along without light and goes astray. It is in blindness of spirit, completely at the mercy of my adversary's power, although there is help, but it does not accept it and therefore heads towards the abyss without salvation. Again, the darkness is so great on earth that a light has to be brought to people. And again the light itself descends to earth in the word to bring salvation to humanity. But again they don't recognize it because they are not willing to accept light and because they are completely without love. And again I will come to earth, but then not for redemption but for judgment, for people reject the blessings of my act of salvation and therefore cannot be helped in their spiritual hardship. Yet again and again I bring myself to people's remembrance, again and again I direct my thoughts to my descent to earth, to the great act of mercy which I accomplished as the human being Jesus for humanity, for all people of the past, the present and the future. At that time it was also necessary to help people. A person had to take pity on his fellow human beings in love and show them what love is capable of doing. What sacrifices a person was able to make in whose heart love burned for his unfortunate brothers. And thus a light entered the midst of darkness, a being from the kingdom of light joined the people on earth and also sought to bring them light which could only be kindled through love in order to never go out again. People were devoid of all love and the few who professed me were still burdened by the past sin of apostasy from me, but they acknowledged me and called to me for help. And I heard their call and sent them a savior. I sent my son to earth to then take abode in himself. To redeem you humans from sin and death. The infant Jesus took this spirit of light into himself, and he then consciously walked the earthly path as a human being and showed all his fellow human beings the path they also had to take in order to become free from my adversary's control. People lacked the light of love. And the human being Jesus ignited it in himself into a bright flame. And he broke through the darkness of night and also guided light to his fellow human beings. He taught them wisdom and love, he gave them knowledge, he enlightened them where it was still dark in them. And his light shone to all, to the Jews and also to the Gentiles. And he consciously gave himself to my adversary for battle. He wrestled souls from him with his greater than great love by paying the purchase price for them through an unusually difficult sacrifice, by suffering unspeakably and dying on the cross. And with this labor of love he gained victory over the one who now had to release the people who consciously accepted the sacrifice and who are willing to let themselves be redeemed by Jesus. The human being who is only a shell for me myself, because Roman 1, as the eternal love, wanted to redeem you and this work of redemption should visibly take place before your human eyes. As a human being I confronted my adversary and wrestled the souls away from him. For my love for you, my living creations, is endless and I will forever struggle for your souls, because you have been mine since the beginning. Yet despite this act of salvation the darkness spread across the earth is impenetrable again, for there is no more love amongst humanity which alone can kindle light. and whether my light of love continues to shine to earth in the form of my word. Where there is no love, it is not recognized and accepted, and thus only isolated sparks of light are recognizable. And where such a light of love shines, the darkness has also disappeared forever, for there am I own who found redemption through Jesus Christ and who now carry my light of love within them. To whom I myself will come in the clouds when my last return to this earth will take place. Amen.